兄姊妹早。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，这个周末我们能够在一起啊，来一同思想主在末世所要对教会所说的话语。
We thank the Lord that this weekend we can gather here to ponder upon the word that the Lord wants to say to the church at the end times.
我们能不能再把这一次这两天我们交通的主题圣经打开来？
Can we open to the theme verses of these 2 days?
我们看启示录的第一章头三节。
In the book of Revelations, chapter 1, the first 3 verses.
启示录第一章头三节。
Revelations, chapter 1, first 3 verses.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人，他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰，约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来，念着书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants, things which must shortly take place, and he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, to all things that he saw. Blessed is he who read and those who hear the word of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near.
我这两天跟大家在一起的交通，我就选了刚刚我们念的这段圣经最后的四个中文的字，我不知道英文是几个字，讲到日期近了。
I have chosen the final 4 words, 5 words at the end of verse 3, for the time is near to be our theme.
对，那我们在第一堂的时候，我们一起来看这个近。跟现在我们所看见在我们周遭所发生的许许多多的事情，跟主耶稣自己告诉我们的关于他第二次再来的时候所有他说过的兆头，我们把它一个一个对起来看。
In the first meeting we compared all the this nearer from the Bible with all the current circumstances. We compared them one by one.
我们把这些主说过的话跟现在我们正在发生的许许多多的事情对照起来看，我们自己可以下一个结论，的的确确主2000年前跟我们讲他第二次要再来，果然现在一样一样这些兆头摆在我们大家的面前。
Now when we compare these current circumstances with the Bible, and we come to a conclusion that 2,000 years ago the Lord said that He's coming soon, so indeed, when we compare these, the Lord is coming soon.
所以我盼望借着这些的事实能够激动我们所有今天在座的每一位基督徒，我们心里面要有一个迫切的感觉。
So that I hope that through these comparisons that it can motivate us that to have this hunger and this desire.
这是历世历代圣徒所共同等候的，共同的盼望，耶稣基督第二次再来。
The saints of all ages have been having this common hope that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming.
好，那么我们第二堂呢，我们就昨天晚上我们就来到这段圣经的那个主题。就是神的道与耶稣基督的见证。
Now last night we came to this theme verse to the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
因为在这段话里面使徒约翰就表明他今天在这个整个神与魔鬼这个世纪大战的里头他的中心问题核心在哪里？
Now this signifies where is the center of the battle between our Lord and Satan? Where is the center battleground?
每一个战争都有它的原因，它的目标。
And every war has its reasons and its goal.
那么对于 神与魔鬼之间他整个征战的那个中心点，约翰点出来就是打一场仗，叫做神的道与耶稣基督的见证。
Now John pointed out that the core of this battle that God is fighting with Satan is at the point of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
因为整个的宇宙中一个中心的问题就是谁说了算。
Now, in the universe, there's one center question on who is in charge.
魔鬼要得到的是他说了算。
What Satan wants is that, and he wants to be making commands.
因为他老早就想到把自己的宝座升到北方的极处，与至高者同等。
Now, he has been thinking that for a long time, that he will raise his throne way up the north and to be equal with the Most High.
每一次宝座神的话语出来的时候，他要挑战，他要问为什么，为什么我说了要听你的呢？
Every time the word came from the throne of God, and Satan will question, why should I listen to you?
所以由古以来，他一直在劝诱神的话语，改变神的话语。
So from the beginning, Satan is twisting the word of God and changing the word of God.
那么到了神造了人以后，你在撒旦的作为对人这一系列所做的事情，你看到从第一天起，他还是玩同样的游戏。
Now after the creation of man, we see that from day one, Satan played the same game.
一直到今天，撒旦还在同样的来迷惑地上的人，迷惑弟兄姊妹。
Now even to this day, Satan is still deceiving the brothers and sisters and deceiving the people of this earth.
叫我们对神的话语的权威，我们有保留。
That we will have reservation toward the authority of the word of God.
神的话出来的时候，我们人就用自己的智慧、自己的聪明来也来劝诱神的话语。
Now when the word of God came to us, we use our wisdoms and our skills to twist the word of God.
所以你能够看到神在末世来用使徒约翰的时候，他就要把我们带回到神道的原初，到底神的道是什么。
So that the Lord uses John to point us at the end time, to bring us to the beginning. What is the original purpose?
那么昨天晚上我们就讲到神的道本身。
And so last night we speak to the word
itself. 那今天早上我再往前推一步，就看什么叫做耶稣基督的见证。
And this morning we'll go one step further and to look at what is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们再回到约翰福音的第一章。
Let's go back to the Gospel of John.
你来看这几句宝贵的话语。
John chapter 1,
第六节
verse 6.
我们从第六念到第八。
From verse 6 to 8.
有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰。这人来为要做见证，就是为光做见证，叫众人因他可以信。他不是那光，乃是要往为光做见证。
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light.
所以这里有一个器皿，是第一个在新约里被神兴起的一个器皿，它只有一个目的，就是为耶稣做见证。
So the Lord raised up the first vessel, John, to bear testimony for the Lord.
好，那我们看第十九节。
Then we see verse 19.
约翰所做的见证记在下面，犹太人从耶路撒冷来差祭司和利未人到约翰那里，问他说：“你是谁？”
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?"
他就明说，并不隐瞒，明说我不是基督。
He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I'm not the Christ."
跳到二十五节。
We jump to 25.
他们就问他说：“你既不是基督，不是以利亚，也不是那先知，为什么施洗呢？”
And they asked him, "Why then do you baptize if you're not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?"
约翰回答说：“ 我是用水施洗，但有一位站在你们中间是你们不认识的，他是那在我以后来的，我给他解鞋带也不配。
John answered and saying, I baptize with water, but there stands one among you whom you do not know. It is he who coming after me is preferred before me, whose sandal strap I'm not worthy to lose.
这是在约旦河外伯大尼约翰施洗的地方做的见证。
These things were done in Bethsaida beyond the Jordan where John was baptizing.
次日约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
33节
Verse 33.
我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说：“你看见圣灵降下来，住在谁的身上，谁就是用。”圣灵施洗的，我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子。
I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, Upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with Holy Spirit, and I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
天父，我们读了你的话语。
Our Heavenly Father, we read your word.
但是我们要向你求。
But we plead with you.
求你把赐人智慧与启示的灵赏给我们。
And grant us the wisdom of revelation.
让我们能够从你的字句进入你的灵。
We can go enter into your spirit through the word.
因为靠着我们人的聪明智慧，我们只能摸到表面。
Because with our human wisdom, we can only touch the surface.
除非圣灵开我们心中的眼睛。
Unless the Holy Spirit opens our eyes.
这样我们就能认识你是谁。
And then we can know who you are.
主，求你祝福我们今天早上这段短短宝贵的时间。
And Lord, bless us this short but precious time.
让我们在你面前能够有新的认识。
And that we have a new revelation before you.
好，让我们能够准备你马上的再来。
And that we can be prepared for your soon coming.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
刚刚我们读的这段话，你就看见第一个模范来为耶稣做见证。
We see that there's this first role model that came to bear witness for Jesus.
在圣经里面，凡是第一次出现的时候，你就要非常小心，非常注意，因为这里面包含着一切所有的重要内容。
When you see in the Bible something happened in the first time, it's important because it encompasses all the content.
我们常常说我们为耶稣做见证。
We often say that we bear witness for Jesus.
我生病啦，祷告啦，看病啦，都没有好，所以我怎么样？神有一天让我忽然间好了。
I got sick and then I prayed. I went to the doctors and one day I was healed.
等等等等，我们都把这些我们生命中经历的这些事情，我们说我们来为耶稣做见证。
Such things we say that we bear witness for our Lord.
是，这些都是在我们生活中的真实的故事。
True, these are true stories in our lives.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
但是这并不构成那个耶稣的见证的主要的内容。
But it does not construct the main theme of the witness of Jesus.
那么什么叫做为耶稣做见证呢？那现在圣经或者说使徒约翰就把我们带到原初去。
So what does it mean to bear witness for the Lord?
看一看神第一个打发来的那个样板，他是怎么为耶稣做见证。
John take us way back and to see this first role model and how he bear witness for the Lord.
那刚刚我们在第一章的这个第六节那里看见。
Chapter 1 verse 6 we see this.
他说有一个人从神那里来，名叫约翰。
And there was a man sent from God whose name was John.
这人来我要做见证，他来的一生的目的就是为一件事，就是做见证。为谁做见证呢？不是为他自己。
The purpose of he coming down here is to do one thing, is to bear witness. But for whom? Not for himself.
今天很多的时候你听很多的见证，讲来讲去最后，你看我多伟大。
When you hear testimonies of this day, when they go around, finally they say, I'm great.
这个根本就是做假见证。
This is bear false witness.
是这样假借上帝的名，却是为自己做见证。
And just using the name of the Lord to bear witness for ourselves.
这里你看得很清楚，他来不是为自己做见证，乃是为光做见证。
We see clearly that he came did not bear witness for himself, but for the light.
他不是那个光。
He is not that light.
他要把我们带到那个光的里头去。
He is to bring us into the light.
好，那么他怎么做呢？
So how he will do this?
你说十九节以后，就是这个人怎么样为光做见证？
So verse 19 and onwards, it tells us how he did it.
那刚刚我们在念的时候，你会发现，当这个人在那里为耶稣做见证的时候，哎呀，引起很大的轰动。
So we will see that when he was bearing testimony for the Lord, it was a great crowd.
他们从老远耶路撒冷跑到这个约旦河东边，到了旷野，来听这个神的先知为耶稣做见证。
They come all the way from Jerusalem to the land of Judea to hear this testimony.
但大家都被这个领袖的人物吸引，但是都以为他就是基督，以为他就是那个先知，或者是以利亚。
The people are drawn to this leader and thinking that he might be the prophet or Elijah,
或者是基督
or Christ.
但是他就说，不，这我都不是这些。
But John said, no, I'm not those.
他说，那你是谁啦？
But they asked him, who are you then?
他说，我只是一个声音在旷野里头。
I am but a voice in the wilderness.
什么叫做声音啊？
So what is a voice?
就像我站在这里。
Just like I'm standing here,
我跟你们讲道,
I'm speaking to you,
但是我不开口,
but if I do not open my mouth,
眼睛看着你,
I just stare at you,
你的眼睛看着我,
and you stare back at me,
我们看几, 能看几秒啊?
How long can we stare?
不可能的。如果我们超过十秒钟，你也要发疯，我也要发疯了。
So it's longer than 10 minutes, I'll drive you crazy, you drive me crazy.
Say something, 讲一讲话。
You have to say something.
好，那我一开口。
So as soon as I speak,
声音传到你的耳朵里。
The voice is projected into your ears.
你的耳朵就把这个声音传到你大脑里去了。
And your ears send the signal into your brain.
你把刚刚你听见的声音就要来把它转换成一个什么？
So you have to...
一个概念。
What do you do with the
一个思想
the sound? You have to turn it into a thought,
idea.
An idea.
A message.
A message.
这个才是你要听的东西。你不是听我的美妙的男高音或者男低音，不是的。
You're not here to hear my beautiful voice. No.
你要听的是，在这个声音的后面有一个东西叫做信息，叫做一个道。
You need to know that behind this voice, there is a message.
对不对?
There is the word.
所以他就把自己的定位就定位在我不过就是一个声音而已。
So John said himself as, I'm just a voice.
一个声音只是一个 carrier, 他只是把一个信息带出来。
The voice is but a carrier to bring out the message.
信息传完了，声音呢？还在不在？消失了。
As soon as the message is delivered, the voice disappears.
所以他把那个重要重点就讲出来了。今天这个见证是借着我们，但是我们却不过是一个声音。把这个信息传完，你就消失了。
So you and I today are but a voice. As soon as we deliver our messages, we disappear.
好，那重要的就是这个道，这个信息。
So what is important is this message.
那这个使者就把这个信息讲到他的重点里面来了。
Now this messenger speak the essence of this message.
他为耶稣做见证有三个重点。
There are three points when he bear witness for the Lord.
那我是因为没有时间，所以我就把中间有很多细节我把它稍微省略了一点。
I'm omitting a bit of details in the middle.
但是呢，重点你要抓到。
But you have to hang on to the key points.
你抓到这三个重点，你好好的去把细节再回头从主的话来把它品尝出来，摸出来。
And if you lay hold these three key points, then you go back to the detailed story, and then you will find the message.
第一个信息。
And first message.
看啊，他是谁
？Behold, who is this?
神的羔羊
The Lamb of God.
这个今天对我们基督徒因为听很多次，所以我们不觉得有什么新鲜，
Now we hear this many times as Christians, so it's not fresh to us.
听过这句话的人举手，我看看有多少人听过。
Put up your hand, whoever you, when you, if you heard it.
90%嘛，谢谢。
90%。
90% 的人，我们都听过这个耶稣是神的羔羊。
90% of us heard that Jesus is the Lamb of God.
但是你不要忘记，当约翰讲这句话的时候。
But don't forget that when John said this.
不得了啊。
It's a wonderful thing.
这是破天荒啊。
This is a first.
嗯，今天如果说看到神的羔羊，嗯，请问大家怎么反应
？If I say, "Behold the Lamb of God," how would you react?
就是这个意思，这个不可思议，他怎么会是神的羔羊呢
？It's impossible. How can he be the Lamb of God?
嗯，羔羊是羔羊，是一个羊啊，犹太人都懂的，因为他们老祖宗一直传下来，凡是来到上帝面前都要献什么？献羔羊啊。
So the Jews know that a lamb is a lamb. Whoever goes to the Lord and have to bring a sacrifice, the sacrifice is a lamb.
所以如果说你说一个羊、一个牛、一个祭物带到神面前来献祭，对犹太人来讲，这个很明白，这个是我们从祖先传下来上千年了。
So for the Jews, you know, if you're to bring a sheep or an oxen for the sacrifice, they understand this.
但是这个人为耶稣做见证的时候说，不。所有千万的羊羔过去历史里头上献上去的通通集中在这个人身上，他是那羊羔的真实的实体，他才是真正为什么我们祖先要献羊羔的理由。
So John here is saying no, those thousands of lambs that we've been sacrificing all along points to this one person. He is the reason why we give sacrifice.
我们今天有新约的圣经，所以我们今天的真启示要比当年在那个时候的启示更清楚了。
We have our New Testament today, so our revelation now is brighter than when that time was.
那我们今天有希伯来书。
We have the book of the Hebrews.
所以我们知道希伯来书的作者告诉我们。
The author of Hebrews tells us.
牛羊的血断不能除罪。
The blood of the oxen and the sheep cannot take away the sin.
虽然旧约里头神定规要犹太人到神面前来的时候带着牛带着羊来献祭，但是希伯来书的作者告诉我们，牛羊的血真实来讲是不能够除人的罪的。
The author of the book of Hebrews says that even though we bring the lamb and shed its blood to offer our sacrifice, but truly the blood of lamb cannot take away our sins.
如果可以除掉人的罪的话，耶稣就不用来了。
If that was possible, then Jesus is there's no need for him to come.
对不对？
Is that right?
牛羊简单多了。
Oxen is much easier.
但是牛羊岂能代替我们这些罪人呢？
But how can a lamb or sheep replace us?
那有的时候我们想，如果我们是假设哈，假设我们是神。
So
虽然很多人想是这么干。
Hypothetically speaking, though some of us think it's true, if we're God.
嗯，那我们会想什么方法呢？
So what method would we use?
有牛羊既然不能代替嘛，那我再想一个方法，那叫天使好，天使你去代替人去死好了。
If sheep or lamb cannot replace the sin, can we use angels?
天使也不能替人除罪。
Nope. Angels can't do that.
那怎么办呢？那神只有一个方法。
So God is left with one choice.
就是要他的儿子亲自道成肉身来做人。
To ask his son to the word became flesh to become a man.
然后他站在人的地位上，是一个无罪的人，他来为我们赎罪。
At the standpoint as a man, he bore our sins as a sinless replacement.
这是何等的启示，这是何等的见证。
Oh, how great a revelation or a testimony this is.
使徒约翰是第一个指出，那一个站在你们中间你们不认识的，他就是神的羔羊，他来了一个目的，就是除去世人罪孽。
John the Baptist was the first to point out that this man standing among you whom you do not know, he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
感谢主，我们在座的绝大部分弟兄姊妹是已经得到这一个启示，这个认识在我们身上已经经验了。
We thank our Lord that the vast majority of our brothers and sisters have experienced this.
但是这个好消息，我们需要向这个黑暗的世界，还有好多的人不知道的，我们需要做这件事的什么？见证。
We need to bear a witness for the people in this dark world who have not yet heard of this message.
对不对？所以我们的弟兄保罗才会说，我欠福音的债。
And so Paul would say he owned to the gospel.
不管是犹太人也好，是外邦人也好，是聪明人也好，愚拙人也好，我都欠他们的债。
Regardless of Jews or Gentiles, smart ones or dumb ones, I own them.
所以这个是一个认识耶稣是神羔羊的人，他得到了这个好消息，他经历了这个真理。
So this person who has received the revelation of Jesus Christ and he has experienced the truth.
所以地上的教会，我们这些蒙恩的罪人，我们每一个人都应该为这个做见证。
So all of us who have received grace shall bear this witness.
那么第二个他做了什么见证呢
Now, second testimony.
那刚刚他我们念的
We just read that
33节
Verse 33
我先前不认识他只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说你看见圣灵降下住在谁的身上谁就是什么啊？用圣灵施洗的
I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, Upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, he is who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.
哦，我看见了，就证明他是神的儿子。
And I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God.
所以在这里，他第二个见证讲什么？
So, what is the second testimony tells us?
他是用圣灵给我们施洗的
that he baptizes with the Holy Spirit
因为他是这样的一个身份就证明他是神的儿子因为只有他有这个资格
because of what he's doing proves that he is the son of God because only him he's qualified
这是约翰所做的第二个见证
this is the second testimony
那么在这里他把这个见证跟他自己的工作做一个对比
Now, he put his ministry comparing with this testimony.
因为他在这里所讲的叫做受洗。
Now, what he's speaking here is baptism.
但我给你们是用水施洗。
I baptize you with water.
但是他跟我不一样。
But he's different from me.
他也要给你们施洗,但是不是用水。
He's also going to baptize you, but not with water.
他用什么?
What does he use?
圣灵。
The Holy Spirit.
这个使他跟我不一样的。
So this is what differs from me to him.
他的工作第二个重点就是用圣灵把那些相信他的人来受浸。
So the second ministry of Jesus is that he will baptize those who believe with the Holy Spirit.
那么很多的灵恩派的弟兄姐妹
Many brothers and sisters from
charismatic 就用这段圣经呢让我们有一个 理解就是说哦，所以基督徒呢就应该受圣灵的洗然后就可以说方言有异梦能够医病能够做这些超然的事
So they believe that once we're baptized with the Holy Spirit we can speak in tongues we have dreams we can do all these miracles
healings 这样就把弟兄姊妹的兴趣朝这个方向来引导。
So they lead the attitude of brothers and sisters toward that point.
这个又是曲扭了神的道。
This also has twisted the word of God.
其实在圣经里面讲到圣灵的洗的时候他的目的不是叫我们去看他的副产品。
When it speaks of baptism with the Holy Spirit, it's not point us to see the byproduct of it.
方言也好医病也好这些所谓神奇性的经历是有的
Speaking in tongues or healings or miracles these things do happen
但是你要知道一件事实
But you need to know one truth
方言不是单单圣灵能够叫人说方言邪灵也可以
Not only the Holy Spirit can help someone speak in tongues, the evil spirit can also do that.
医病也是一样,
the same with healing.
圣灵可以医病, 但是邪灵, 在庙里那些人也一样可以医病。
The Holy Spirit can heal someone. The same thing with whoever's in the temple.
所以那个超然神奇的经历不是只有圣灵才会表现，邪灵他也能够仿冒的。
So these supernatural things is not just from the Holy Spirit. The devil can also imitate.
所以我们不是神并不叫我们去注目这一些。 灵界超然表现来叫我们受圣灵的喜，这不是他的目的。
God is not to ask us to put our focus on these supernatural things. That's not the purpose.
那我们来看看主耶稣怎么样教导我们来认识这个真理呢？
So let's see how Jesus is teaching us to know that truth.
第一次是你使徒行传第一章。
The book of Acts chapter 1.
对，请你打开来。
Let's turn to book of Acts.
那么第四节,
Chapter 1, verse 4.
耶稣和他们聚集的时候, 嘱咐他们说, 不要离开耶路撒冷, 要等候父所应许的, 就是你们听见我说过的, 约翰是用水施洗, 但不多几日, 我们下面一起念, 你们要受圣灵的洗。
And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, You have heard from me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
所以耶稣在这里讲这段话的时候，我们知道《使徒行传》这个时候耶稣已经从死里复活，而且现在马上就要怎么样？
Now we know at this point the Lord has already resurrected from the dead and is about to ascend to heaven. The Lord has almost completed all the entrusted ministry that the Father given him. So this is the final things that he has to take care of.
交代完,他就升,
and when he explains these things, he will ascend.
那这个交代是什么呢? 他你们要等。
So what did he say? You have to wait.
等什么?
What are you waiting for?
就是我曾经跟你们讲过的, 也就是父应许的。
And you have heard it from me, and the Father also promised.
什么事?
What is it?
受圣灵的洗。
You will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
看到没有? 所以这个词出现了。
So you see this word repeated.
这个词的出现是在耶稣升天之前来说的。
The word appeared before the ascension.
那这120个人就乖乖地留在耶路撒冷，在马可的楼上就等啊。
Now these 120 people quietly waited.
好了，那耶稣在这里就解释为什么要他们等。
So the Lord here explained why does he want them to wait.
第八节,
verse 8.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并且要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚。 一直到地极干什么？做我的见证。
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witness of me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria to the end of the earth.
所以你会发现，耶稣告诉他们，你们要在这边等，等一件事，就是圣灵的洗。
So the Lord tells them that you have to wait here, wait for the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
这个洗有一个目的。
This baptism has a meaning.
No meaning.
Has a purpose.
这个purpose是什么呢?
So what is this purpose?
就是你们可以为我干嘛? 做见证。
And the purpose that you shall be witness to me.
怎么做?
How?
从耶路撒冷。
From Jerusalem.
开始。
Start from Jerusalem.
然后向外, 犹大全地, 撒玛利亚, 一直到地极。
And you go out to Judea, Samaria, to the end of the earth.
换言之, 这个见证, 它要从耶路撒冷开始, 一直传遍到世界的地极。
In other words, this testimony needs to be spread from Jerusalem to the end of the earth.
但是这个工作, 你们担负不起来的。
But this job you cannot bear.
为什么?
Why?
这是玩命的。
You kill yourself.
听得懂吗? 做耶稣的见证不是简单的一件事情啊。
It's not a simple thing.
为什么? 因为你是在敌人的土地上干一个工作，叫做现行反革命。
Because you're rebelling against the authority at the enemy's territory. Because who controls the earth now?
It's
in the hands of the devil.
那耶稣叫我们做耶稣的见证，就是你在撒旦的鼻子底下干什么？
So what does it mean to bear witness?
在撒旦的鼻子底下。
Under the nose of Satan.
对，你说你不是主，耶稣是主。
And then you will say, Satan, you're not the Lord, Jesus is Lord.
那他不是要你的命啊，开玩笑。
And he's going to kill you. No kidding.
懂不懂？
Do you understand?
为耶稣做见证这件事情是玩命的，因为你是在敌人的面前宣告他要下台，耶稣要上台啊。
To bear witness for the Lord is going to kill you because you're declaring that Satan, you're going down.
果然你看后面当他们开始做见证的时候，阴间的权柄起来就要怎么样？反对他们，要杀他们的。
Because you see later on, as soon as they start to bear witness, the authority of the hell rise up to destroy them.
所以神托付给我们的这一件使命，这个是不得了的一件事情，是你要跟撒旦面对面来作战的。
What the Lord has entrusted to us requires us to combat with Satan face to face.
你知道我们是什么兵吗？
Do you know what kind of...
打仗是兵，我们是精兵，对不对？耶稣说我们是精兵，其实看来看去我们是巧克力兵哦。
The Lord tells us that we are the best soldiers, but we are just chocolate soldiers.
看起来很好看哦。
We look good.
温度一高呢，
通
通化掉。
Soon as it heats up, we melt.
昨天我们年轻人请我去吃饭，吃完饭对面就是一个巧克力店。
We went to lunch yesterday in the restaurant across is a chocolate shop.
每个人在那里都很喜乐。
So everybody was rejoicing.
巧克力是很好吃的。
Chocolate tastes good.
但是没有实质性的好处啊。
But it has no fundamental benefit.
所以我在那里忍耐了半个钟头，都是很好。他们拼命问我你吃不吃，买不买啊？
So,
我说不，很好，可以看，不能碰。
So they asked me, it tastes good. You want it? I said no.
巧克力是好看的
，Chocolate looks good，
对不对？但是它没有实质的力量
，But it has no actual strength。
今天的基督徒在地上没有，本身是没有力量的。
Christians ourselves have no strength，
除非你有什么圣灵的洗
，Unless you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit。
所以耶稣对这120人说：“你们要等啊。
”So the Lord tells this 120 people，
等圣灵的洗来了。
Wait for the baptism.
他要给你们什么？
So what's the Holy Spirit going to give you?
能力。
Power.
有这个能力你才站得住。
With this power, you can stand.
有这个能力你才能够跟黑暗的权势作战。
With this power, you can combat against the evil forces.
否则的话就倒喽。
Otherwise, they blow you fall.
你看耶稣要被卖上十字架的那个晚上，彼得说没问题，靠我，我保护你，我跟你死都可以啊。
You see at the night of the Lord's crucifixion, Peter said, I'll die for you, I'll do anything for you.
对不对？他是说真话还是说假话？
Is he saying
the truth? 当然说真话了。
Yeah, he's speaking the truth.
慷慨激昂。
He's ready.
但是耶稣说 wait a minute. 今夜鸡叫以前你要三次不认我，哪有这个事？
The Lord said, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me thrice.
果然，所以我觉得主耶稣也是很幽默的。他知道我们这些人不用老虎叫或者狮子叫，只要鸡叫你就完蛋了。
The Lord is funny in the way that he doesn't need lions to roar at us, just the little chicken.
对不对？我们这是 chicken。鸡叫我们就三次否认主。
As soon as the rooster crows, we deny our Lord.
我们根本在这场征战里面根本没有用，都是酒娘饭袋。
Facing this combat, we truly are useless.
所以现在主就对他们说，你们现在所要需要的是圣灵的洗，他要给你们圣灵的能力。
So the Lord is telling them that you need to wait for the baptism of the Holy Spirit.It's going to give you the power of the Holy Spirit.
有了这个能力，你就可以完成一个使命，叫做什么？为我做见证。
Now, with this power, you can do one thing, that is to bear witness for me.
那 因为时间的缘故，我第二个点就要引用一下圣经，你们自己回去改看就可以了。
So, I'm just going to quote scripture on the second
point. 圣灵的洗还有第二个意思。
There's a second meaning about baptism of Holy Spirit.
也非常的重要。
It's also very important.
那这一节圣经在哪里呢？是哥林多前书十二章十二节。
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 12。
你回家去看。
You read it after you go.
在那里，保罗就告诉我们，圣灵的洗还要做一件事。
Paul says that the baptism will do one more thing.
我们本来都是一个一个的个体肢体。
We are individual bodies.
是没有关系的。
Where there's no relationship whatsoever.
可是圣灵的洗来做了一件很稀奇的事。
But the Holy Baptism came to do one amazing thing.
把我们这些一个一个的耶稣从重价买回来的肢体、个体。
Turn that every individual of us who was bought with the price of his life.
We are individuals.
We're individuals.
但是他却借着圣灵的洗，把我们洗成一个。身体不再是一个肢体，是一个身体。
But for by one spirit we were baptized into one body.
哦，这是在这个宇宙中从来没有出现过的。
This is new in the universe.
这是神在新约的时代做的一个 new creation, 新的创造。
This is the new creation the Lord did.
在旧约的时候，他创造过一个亚当夏娃。
At the Old Testament time, he created Adam and Eve.
到了新约呢？
But in the New Testament time,
他就创造了一个新人。
He created a new man.
头是基督耶稣。
The head is Jesus Christ.
身体呢？
What about the body?
就是所有历史历代用宝血买赎回来的圣徒们。
And the saint who were bought with the blood throughout the ages.
经过一个手续。
With this one procedure.
这个手续叫做圣灵的洗。
And this procedure is called the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
他一下来就把成千上万甚至上亿的个体洗成一个什么？基督的身体。
As soon as this baptism came down, it combined all the saints, individuals, into one body of Christ.
这叫做基督的教会。
And that is called the Church of Christ.
借着圣灵的洗来完成的。
It was accomplished by the baptism of Holy Spirit.
所以这是施洗约翰指着耶稣说，他是那用圣灵给你们施洗的那一位。
And so John points at him, he is the one who's going to baptize you in spirit.
所以你可以看到主耶稣的工作，第一个是出来赎罪，解决人类罪的问题。
So you see, the first ministry of Jesus is to redeem the sins.
神的羔羊
He's the Lamb of God.
但是那是第一步 还不是终极
That's the step one, not the
final. 对，第二，他来用圣灵的洗给我们施浸的时候，就把我们这些蒙恩的罪人又把我们洗成了一个身体，叫做教基督的教会，他的身体。
Second point, he baptized us with the Holy Spirit into his body, the Church of Christ.
好，那他就第三个见证
Now the third testimony.
第三个见证在哪里呢？
So where is it?
你如果打开这个约翰福音，你到第三章来看。
John chapter
3。这段圣经的背景我现在要念的是28-29。
I'm about to read verse 28-29.
他的背景是那个时候许多的人本来都是跟着约翰的，因为他实在是一个很有charismatic 的一个领袖，很多人从老远来听他讲道。
Now the run up to the story is that John was a very charismatic leader and many people went to hear him.
对，他讲到下面一大堆的人。
So when he speaks, there's tons of people there.
但是后来为耶稣做见证，很多的耶稣出现了。这些人一个一个都跑到耶稣那里去。
Now as soon as Jesus showed up, all these people one by one turned to Jesus.
那连他的很多跟他的门徒，也跟耶稣跑掉了。
Many of John's disciples also went with Jesus.
你如果做传道人，你的人越多，你才觉得越过瘾。人越来越少，你真是很没有面子喽。
If you're a preacher, the more people you have, the better face you have.
对不对？这是人之常情啊。
It's common sense.
可是这个人当他的下面的听众越来越少，他的门徒一个一个跑掉，都到耶稣那里去，他没有犯红眼症。
But he was not jealous when he saw that his disciples were leaving.
他下面做一个第三个伟大的见证。
And he did the third testimony.
他怎么样为耶稣做见证呢？
So how did he do it?
二十八节，我曾说我不是基督，是奉差遣在他前面的。你们自己可以为我做见证。取，我们下面一起念，新妇的就是新郎，新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音，就甚喜乐。故此我这喜乐满足了。
Verse 28, you yourselves bear me witness that I said I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. Therefore this joy of mine is fulfilled.
所以在这第三个见证里面他说耶稣是谁？
So the third testimony, who did he say Jesus is?
他是新郎啊。
He is the bridegroom.
这是了不得的见证。
This is a great testimony.
这是耶稣到地球上来找我们的原因，或者说他的目的。
This was the reason or the purpose of why the Lord came to this earth.
我们今天很多的时候，我们把福音给人的印象是耶稣到地球上来找人干嘛？
When we preach the gospel, we present this, and you know, why did Jesus came?
因为我们是可怜要下地狱的罪人。
Because we're pitiful sinners, we're going to hell.
对不对？我们说耶稣来拯救罪人，哈利路亚，这是真的。
We say that the Lord Jesus came to save sinners.
但是我们就停在这里，仅此而已啊。
But then we stopped at that point.
所以呢，我们就给人一个印象。
So we give them an impression.
信耶稣好啊。
Believe the Lord is good.
好在哪里？
Why?
我们罪得赦免。
Our sins are forgiven.
将来就不用下地狱了。
We're not going to go down to hell.
以后呢就可以上天堂了。
And we can go up to heaven.
对不对？
Is that right?
如果这是福音的那个印象的话，
And if that's the impression of the gospel,
请问什么时间信耶稣最好？
So I ask you, when is the best time to believe in the Lord?
临死前五分钟搞定了。
Just 5 minutes before you die. That's good enough.
对不对？
Is that right?
你们这些年轻人通通上当了。
Your young people have been fooled.
这么早信耶稣，好多最终之乐你们都没份了。
You believe the Lord so early, many pleasure of sin, you have no chance.
你如果聪明的话，应该是两个文明一起抓。
If you're wise, you grab both worlds.
地球上所有的最终之乐也享受了，到临死前五分钟悔改信耶稣上天堂，那天也给你抓到了，两把都抓住了。
You also enjoyed the pleasure of earth, but then 5 minutes before you pass away, you believe the Lord, you go to heaven.
错了。
Wrong.
这不是耶稣到地球上来的原因。
That's not the reason why the Lord came to the earth.
现在他在这里告诉我们，看到他是新郎。
It says, look at him, he's the bridegroom.
他来借着十字架的救恩。
Through the salvation of the cross.
他成为神的羔羊，把我们的罪解决了。
He became the Lamb of God to take care of our sins.
然后借着圣灵的洗，把我们这些人洗成一个身体。
And now through the baptism of Holy Spirit to bring us into one body.
对不对？但是最后的目的是什么？
But what is the final purpose?
他为他准备一个新妇，他要做这一个身体的新妇的新郎。
He is preparing for himself a bride, and he is to be the bridegroom of the bride.
当然现在我们基督徒都有这个概念了。
Now we, as Christians, we have that concept.
但是我现在要带大家去来读。启示录十九章。
But let's turn to Revelation 19.
第七节。
Verse 7.
启示录十九章第七节。
Chapter 19, verse 7.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了。
Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready.
就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous act of the saints.
天使吩咐我说，你要写上，凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的，有福了。
And the angel said to me, write this down. Blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
又对我说，这是神真实的话。
And he said to me, these are the true sayings of God.
所以现在我来到整个我们的信息的那个重要的结论。
So I've come to a very important conclusion of our message.
这是以西书录的结束。
This is the ending in Revelation.
结束在什么呢？在一个 wedding 上面。
What does it end? It ends on a wedding.
就是神让使徒约翰，让使徒约翰看见最后的终局是一个婚礼。
The Lord allowed John to see the ending, the ultimate ending is a wedding.
你看这整本的圣经开始是一个 wedding, 对不对？亚当跟夏娃。
At the beginning of the Bible, you see a wedding, Adam and Eve.
现在来到圣经的结束。
At the ending of the Bible.
又是一个 wedding.
There's another wedding.
第一个 wedding 失败
了。The first wedding failed.
对不对？人变成罪人。
Men became sinners.
但是最后一个 wedding 却是一个灿烂的
but
喜乐的好消息。
But the final wedding became glorious and a joyful thing.
好。
Good news.
我想我们都参加过婚礼。
So I think we've all attended weddings.
当当当当当当当当，披着一个白纱进来的是一个小朋友，小女孩，可能吗
？Is it possible that whoever comes in is a little girl wearing white dress? Is that possible?
啊 ，impossible,
not possible, 不可能的。
不可能娶一个小女孩做妻子，不可能。
Cannot marry a little girl.
一定是一个成熟的妇人。
It has to be a mature woman.
对不对？所以这里当他告诉我们有一个快乐的时光到了。
It tells us a happy hour has come.
这一个心腹怎么样？啊，自己预备好了。
The wife has made herself ready.
所以耶稣第二次回来是这个婚，就是要开始这个婚礼。
So the second return of our Lord is to go ahead with the wedding.
婚礼它有两个必要条件。
There are two conditions you must have before a wedding.
昨天年轻人问我说，你讲了时间那么近，那到底我们基督徒怎么办？
So yesterday the young people asked me, time is so near, so what should we do as Christians?
从这里你看到两个点。
The two things you can see from this.
第一
，first，
不要再做小 baby 了。
Do not be a little baby.
对吗？小 baby 很 cute 啊。
Babies are cute.
对不对？但是不能做老婆啊。
But you can't be your wife.
听得懂吗
？Do you understand?
Baby 需要长大。
A baby needs to grow up.
基督徒需要长大。
Christians.Need to grow up.
我们小的时候吃奶应该的。
We're drinking milk when we're younger. That's reasonable.
但是你如果看见一个十岁、二十岁的人还在抱着奶瓶吃奶，糟糕了。
If you see a teenager or mid-age 20-year-old people sucking on a milk bottle, that something's wrong.
那就不 cute 了。
That's not cute.
那这个爸爸妈妈要急死了，我这个儿子女儿怎么早长不大？
The parents would go crazy. What's happening with my kid?
今天的悲剧在教会里面，你看见了很多信主的基督徒，五年、十年、二十年、四十年还在干嘛？吃奶啊！
See, the tragedy today, you see that many Christians after 5, 10, 20, 40 years still drinking milk.
看看什么叫做 baby。
Let's see what a baby is.
哥林多前书三章。
First Corinthians chapter 3.
这是保罗责备哥林多教会的一个重要难题。
Paul blamed on the church of Corinth.
第一节开始。
From verse 1.
弟兄们，我从前对你们说的话不能把你们当作属灵的，只能把你们当作属肉体的，在基督里为婴孩的。
And brethren, I could not speak to you as spiritual people, but as carnal, as to babes. in Christ.
我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们。那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。你们人是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争。这岂不是属肉体，照着世人的样式行吗？
I feed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it, and even now you're still not able.For you are still carnal, for where are those envy, strife, division among you? Are you not carnal and behaving more like mere men?
有人说我是属保罗的，有人说我是属亚波罗的，等等等等等等。
For someone says I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, so on and so on.
这个叫做属灵的 baby.
These are the babes of spiritual Christian.
这个属灵的 baby, 它有一个特点。
They have a character as a baby.
第一，只能吃奶。
First, they can only drink milk.
不能吃干粮。
They cannot take solid food.
第二
Second,
他们是属肉体。
They are carnal.
他们有嫉妒纷争。
There is strife, envy.
有分门结党。
They have divisions among them.
他们中间哥林多教会有派别的。
There are divisions in the Church of Corinth.
有保罗派。有基法派，有基督派。
There are people of Paul, of Apollos, of Christ.
所以这些都是跟世界那些党派是一样的灵。
It's just like political parties. You see the same spirit behind them.
这些分门别类在世界是有的，但是在神的教会不可以有的。
These things can happen. You can have parties in the world, but you cannot have that in a church.
这个叫做属肉体，叫做冰婴孩。
These are called the characters of a baby.
所以在这里，如果你要有份于羔羊的婚宴
，So if you want to be a partaker of the wedding,
第一个条件
，The first condition
是什么
？What is it?
长大
，Grow up.
That's it.长大的意思就不体贴肉体，体贴什么？圣灵。
You do not get in touch with the desire of the flesh.
所以每一次我听见教会里面有什么难处，其实它的根是我们属肉体。
Every time I hear there's a difficulty in the church, this and that, the root cause is carnal.
我们把责备都责备在别人身上。
We put blame on other people.
我们没有责备自己的肉体。
We do not blame our own flesh.
我们没有体贴圣灵的意思。
We do not care for the spirit.
所以就有属肉体的这些分门别结党的事情在教会里面层出不穷。
Then you have these carnal divisions among the church.Throughout the ages.
怎么能够等候主回来呢?
How can we wait for the return of our Lord?
因为我们还没有长大。
Because we have not yet to grow.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果我们说我们等候，警醒等候主回来。
So if we say we're watching and waiting for the Lord's return.
你要心里面先问问自己，我长大了没有?
You have to ask for yourself, have I grown up yet?
因为这里说，心腹自己什么?预备好了。
So it says that the wife has made herself ready.
我有没有做一个体贴圣灵的人，还是我一天到晚还是 pamper 我的肉体呢？
Am I still pampering myself rather than the Holy Spirit?
这是第一个重点。
That's first important.
第二个重点，他说他有一个光明洁白的什么细麻衣。
She has a bright and clean white linen cloak.
这个细麻衣不是我们得救的时候浪子回家神爸爸给儿子的那一件义袍，不是指那一件说的。
This is not speaking to the prodigal son when he returned. The father gave him a cloak.
那件义袍找个。加拉太书告诉我们，我们是披戴基督，基督是我们的义。
The book of Galatians will say that we are putting on Christ, and Christ is our righteousness.
这是我们悔改接受主的那一天，阿爸就给我们了。
When we repented and received the salvation, our Abba Father gave us that.
是白白的称义，有没有？
You're justified by faith.
你花了多少钱呢？
How much did you pay for it?
你出了多少代价？
How much effort did you spend?
Zero,
nothing.、
Yes. 我们什么都没有，就是相信，他就给我们了。
We didn't do anything. We just believed.
可是现在不一样的。
So, but it's different here.
你要参加这个婚礼的时候
，If you want to go to that wedding,
你必须有一件什么
？You
光明洁白的细麻衣。
You must have a clean, bright, fine linen.
那他告诉我们，这个细麻衣是圣徒所行的义。
The fine linen is the righteous act. of the saints.
所以这跟我们的行为有关系。
So it has something to do with our acts.
这就是从我们信主以后，神给我们有一千两的，有两千两的，有五千两的。
After we believe the Lord, the Lord gave us 2,000 denaries and 5,000 denaries.
这一些恩赐是不像不一样，有大大小小不一样。
Our gifts are different, big or small.
但是神要问我们，他回来的时候问我们。你拿去怎么用的?
But the Lord, when He comes back, He's going to ask us, how did you spend it?
交账给我看看。
Pay back.
对不对?他回来算账的。
He's checking up on you.
这个算账就是这个我们细白的、光明洁白的细麻衣，我们到底在主的旨意上做了什么?
What you can bring to Him is this fine linen. What did you do according to the will of the Lord?
我时间已经没有了
I don't have time now
我只把这个重点放在你那里你如果要追根去问的话你就有福了
I just put this in your heart If you go after it, you'll be blessed
你必须到主的话语里面去看
And you must return to the word of the Lord
什么样基督徒可以在我们信主到见主那一个段时间里头把这件光明洁白的细麻衣织出来
How can we as a Christian to knit together this fine linen from the day of our belief to the day we see our Lord?
这是跟你的行为有关系。
It has to do with your actions.
求主祝福他的话。
So may the Lord bless his words.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你的话留给我们在圣经里。
Because your word is reserved for us in the Bible.
今天你这个无用的仆人再次把施洗约翰的见证摆在我们众人的面前
Your unworthy servant today presented the testimony of John the Baptist.
主真是求你把施洗约翰的见证今天也清楚地放在我们每一个人的面前
And Lord, put clearly in front of us the testimony of John the Baptist.
叫我们每一个人都能够从这一个见证里头得到教训
So that every one of us through these testimonies can be taught.
我们可以预备好迎接主的再来
And we'll be prepared and ready for the return of our Lord
到那一天你欢喜我们也欢喜
On that day you rejoice so are we
求主听我们这样的祷告奉耶稣基督的名
Hear our prayers in Jesus' name we pray
Amen,
Amen.